powerful base. Rashi, the Nafel Le'Yavama, but a little bit less than halfway down the page. So the Gemara says there was a story of the person that fell to him a Yavam, Yavama. So we see from the story that there was another brother, so why is it called Nafel Le'? Why do we say it fell for him? It's his, and why is it his? We know the law is that preferably the oldest brother, oldest surviving brother, should be miyabim. It's called it fell to him as yibim, and boy achua hakatan mimenu, but a younger brother, the mishalot begins up. The mishalot gets to throw a get to the yivama, the also kol ha'achin, and that'll make her also to all of the brothers. Kiriminan. Parakama the Abamas. The gears should be corrected to Parakei the Abamas. So he said, why do you want to do that? Because Rishum Nixi. Kosha Beinecho Shach Niseno. It bothers you the fact that I should take her as for Yibum. So he asked him, and he said, okay, because then you don't want me to be Zoycha to get all the property. No, kind of says, Yibim to Zoycha, but he said, okay. One of the brother who does Yibum gets all of the property of the Nifter. So he said, if that's the reason, I want to do Yibum, and don't worry about it. I'll divide it with you as if I'd given her Chalitza, and I will not take more than you. Okay? So the question is this a valid, is this, and he did it with a Kenyan suitor, so is it effective or not? So Yosef said, Kiva Namur Rabbanon, since the Chacham has said, Shiresh Yavim, Eila Yavim, Rishoy Limker, that the Yavim cannot sell, Shemina Lekamon, Rishmaitin, like we quote the Brisa, it says, Mi Shemais, Minich Shemers Yavim, that he is not allowed to sell, so therefore if he sells, Avagav the Zobin, even if he does sell, it's not effective. Masha also Zeb, and therefore, in this situation, where this individual did this, Shehis the Imoy Lachlukloy, that the Yavam committed to divide the properties with the brother, and he made a Kenyan Suter to that effect. Real commercial, what he's trying to do is sell the properties. And it won't be effective. Okay. Some more it says, by somebody the evidence should work. They sent this question to Rav Chanina Bar Papi, and he said, like Rav Yosef. And Abaya said, did Rav Chanina Bar Papi, was he kipi tolalo? Rashi says, kippi isn't something. It's a piece of jewelry. The nezem is a nose ring. Klamer b'ma yipa, what did he make it better? Hanoa estavarov, how did he make his words look nice? Matam nosim bol kishasholcha. If he didn't give me any reason, so he just told me a fact, it should give me this plain looking result. I want a fancy result. I want a result which looks nice. I want an explanation. I want a reason. I want a source. Just telling me that's the halacha that didn't solve my problem. So they sent it to Rav Minyomi Berei the Rav Nachumi Shocha Kirabaya the Hecha the Zobin Zvini Zvini. That he said like a baya that if he does. Cannot do it. But he does do it, it works. Okay. So the Mora says that if Rabbi Yosef has a source, let me know. Rabbi Yosef went and talked about Ashkach. Person was Noisha Be'achiv, Umeis HaNoisha HaMalva. So the Malva died. And the Malva left the wife, it was the Shemeres Yavim. Lo Yaber HaYavim HaBachuyim HaMalus. The one who wants to do Yibum who owes the money. Since I'm going to do yibum and take possession of the properties, I've taken hold of my the chayv that I have. I no longer need to pay it. So I'll just keep the money that I owe for the chayv. So you can't say that. Should we take it away from him? So Rabbi Yosef says that this would be the chur, the equivalent of the the yavam taking a property of the nifter, which is the chayv, and giving it away, and we're saying it doesn't work. So Bais says no. The tabalei avdu. Eitz Taiba, what we're saying over here is Eitz Taiba, she a karka kaim lomis. That instead of him not paying the chayv, he's spending the money, he'll pay the chayv, buy karka with it, and then he, when he does yibum, he'll have the karka. Well, Yotzim was, but he won't spend the money. So Rabbi Yosef got upset about that. He said, "Tana, Tani Motzian, the Mashmal Karka." The language of the Brisa is we force him to pay. And you're saying it's an Eitz Taiva. Okay, so Bai was forced to concede this proof. So Mor says they sent it to Rav Minyami Breda, Rav Nachumi, and he said that Rav Nachman said any Mishnah. It's not been truly given over from a valid Beis HaMedrash, this Masur and this Braisa, and it's not a reliable Braisa. Zamora says, why did Rav Nachman say that? Rav Nachman wasn't weighing in on this Bechleikas. Yeah, so some more basic reason which made the Brisa problematic. So what was that? So if the problem is it's metaltalin, and metaltalin are not meshubah to a ksuba, so what are we discussing? Him owing the ksuba, owing a chayv is like metaltalin. Well, no, the remeir he, which remeir holds, the metaltalin are meshubah to ksuba. The Mastisan, which are mayor, our Mishnah, the Tani Gabik Sofim, who pay restitution, Yilchum Ben Karka, that we need to take these items, the Kesef and the Paris, and buy Karka with them to guarantee that they should be maintained. I feel a little tough, even though the woman has not taken possession of them, and so they belong to the nifter, and we cannot consume them. We need to maintain them because of the commitment that they have to the ksuba. What makes commitment to the ksuba? They're metaltalin. So alma mishab de the ksuba. So we see the mishab de the ksuba. Okay, and therefore, I feel a lekaim along tremeir b'ha. So the worst thing. If that's the whole problem, it doesn't affect the Brisa's right, because even if in that point of the Brisa, that he's like your mayor, we don't paskin like him. We don't paskin like that part of the Brisa, but this other issue still exists. And Rabbi Yosef's raya, that is a valid raya. If you look, I'm like your mayor, but even though we don't like your mayor in that point, from the Tatim Mishum to the Ksuba, sorry, but keep a feeling, I'm like your mayor, but Miu. No, I think right. Pilo Kamal Kremer Bahab. Miu, Gabi Mitzian, but in regards to the issue that we make him pay the chayv, Lekaman to Poli. Nobody argues on that. Imekar Koininu. Just the only difference is that, if we would take from the man money that would be metalted. If we take from him a karka, that's called we're taking karka. And that's the chayv of karka is called mishubat to the ksuba. Just if we take money from him, that would be a question of metalted. If we collect money from him, that would be considered making metalted mishubat to the ksuba. It's not that the chayv intrinsically is considered metalted. The chayv has a shibat karka. See, if you collect karka, so that is called something which is meshubat tzedek suba. What's not meshubat tzedek suba is if he'd pay with cash, that would not be meshubat tzedek suba. Because it's like if you pay to the brother with cash, the brother would have the cash, and we pass it on like a mayor. The cash is not meshubat tzedek suba. But the karka that he'd pay is meshubat. So over here, when we're going to say matzian, so the b'raisa is a mayor, and the b'raisa is referring to money. But the point of the b'raisa that you're matzian, for if you hold not like your mayor, it's only karka was a mishubat, we'd be matzian karka. So at that point, nobody argues on. We'll have the mishnah here, therefore the b'raisa is valid, both in the fact that we have a tana which can agree to the concept of the b'raisa that metalton a mishubat. In regards to the concept of matzian, we see our side that the sale is not valid. Whereas, no, that's not the issue. Allahachi ena mishnah. So maybe we'll argue that this is the problem. The Torah says there's something wrong with the brayso. Misha shana. There's a person was mistaken. The one who taught this brayso was mistaken. Mishum the motzi amar lo la balas tavarm the diat. That she has no power of being tameya him, and if an uninterested third party, just because he wants to see justice done, decides to come to Bezin and say, "Hey, you owe money; you have to pay." The luck is that the other person has no chiyuv to answer him. Period. You can totally ignore the guy. He's not my baldover. I'm only chiyuv to answer my baldover. So who's the baldover? The one who lent me money is a baldover. You're not my baldover. Somewhere says, no, she is a baldover. Because this is Reb Nosson's din. If A owes B, B owes C, so C can take A to court. A says, I didn't borrow from you. I'm not mechiv to answer you. He says, yeah, but you owe me the money. That's Reb Nosson's chiddush. He now becomes a baldover. The money is owed directly to him. If it's owed directly to him, he's a baldover. Maybe that's not mistaken either. The Rambam he would see in Mizem and Mizem Mizem. Rambam holds that there is such a thing as a direct chiyuv from A to C. So now she is the baldover. Lasher Osham loy to the one that the Karen is due. Lasher Karen shaloy will exceed Lasher Noishaboy, not to the one who had lent him or is coming to have the chayb against him. He says, the one that the Karen is due. So we see that that can be somebody other than the one who lent it to him. Okay. So we still don't know what why we're saying that this b'raisa is an ena mishnah is not a valid b'raisa. So we say like this. Ela l'hachi ena mishnah. Therefore, this is the explanation why it's considered not a valid b'raisa. V'toa hatana shashnoa. The one who quoted it was mistaken. Why? Do Ashkun Tano, we've not found any Tano to Islay, Shrei Chumri B'Ksuva. That we should machmer on both points. Shrei Himi Dibri Sefer. It's a Tchamas Chachamim, so you don't machmer to be so machmer. What are the two Chumras? Chada the Metaltali Mishtad Dilo. A, we're going to say that there's a Shibut of Metaltali as well. The Chada the Gavim Mibal Chayber Shalmeis. And second of all, that she has been going to be empowered to collect not only from the property of the mace, but from the balchayv of the mace, Midram Nosson, with Reb Nosson's din as well. You could accept one or the other of these two chumras, Iker Meir, Iker Reb Nosson. So we can either go like a mayor that you can collect kesef. We can go like Reb Nosson that you can collect karka from the Baal Chayv. To collect kesef from the Baal Chayv, both chumras together, that far we shouldn't go. Kiva the Tana, Tavara Kilo Mirabu, okay? That the combination of both together, we can assume that his Rebbe did not say such a thing. So the one who made up this braisa, quoting this braisa, sort of like put it together on his own. Therefore, it's not a reliable braisa. So Rabbi said, that's what when I heard about saying Ena Mishnah. Well, you see, Yodea Tam B'Dabra Mai Ena Mishnah. I didn't understand why Abai felt it wasn't a valid Mishnah.
Doesn't this assume that Ksuva is the Rabbanan? I mean, what if you held that Ksuva is Daraisa?
Well, the Gemara. At best, I would say this. The Gemara says we don't find any Tana which is Mach or Sheikh Lumi Ksuva. The Gemara does not say it's the Rabbanan. Rashi adds it's the Rabbanan and says that's why Rashi feels we shouldn't be Machar both Chumras. And the Gemara alone doesn't say it. So you couldn't prove anything from the Gemara. You definitely could prove something from Rashi. You know, you could say the Gemara just said that Ibi always assumes the Raisa, but to be put together both things together, we don't find such a Tana that this, all of a sudden, it should surface in some obscure Raisa. That's the only place in all of Shas that you have such an idea. It's not Mistabra. So I don't think you can build it on the Gemara alone. I'm not sure. Okay.
And I mean, this seems to assume that each one of those sheets of Bermed is a Chumrah, as opposed to saying, I understand it comes out as a Chumrah, but that there is a sort of a analytical conclusion they came to, that this is the halacha, not Betorah's chumrah, but this is the halacha. It comes out with chumrah, but that's what the din is.
Well, let's go back a step. Rav Nosson learns this din deraisa, right? That there's a direct shibud from A to C, and he's not coming. Through the vehicle of the middle individual, and therefore the person can say, "You're not my baldover." He's coming with his own direct chayv. That's what Nosson's Rasha. Nosson holds like that. Right? It's interesting. Throughout Shas, every time we use it, we always quote Rav Nosson. It's not a shibud Rav Nosson, right? Which means it wasn't. It's accepted in halacha, but it's Rav Nosson. But let's assume that's a valid. It's a bona fide Rasha, the Raisa, etc. It seems to me, and this I'm not sure about, it seems to me that applying it to Ksuva is what's challenging, because in the scenario where it's a regular loan, so the scenario gave C lent money to B and B lent money to A. So C has a direct claim on A. A owes money to B, B owes money to C, so fine. Those are loans. Loans are due immediately. I mean, they might have a time limit, but the key of Etzim is as soon as a person borrows the money, he has the right to... Ksuba is a unique situation that the key of the Shibud starts way back as soon as he marries her. But it's not the pshat that the ksuba is betzim. He owes her the money of the ksuba right away. Just as a tanai, it's only she only has the right to collect if he dies or if he divorces her. No, the siba of the chiyuv is the death or the divorce. So it comes out mechayim of the husband. He didn't really owe her the money yet. Right, so all of a sudden we're generating this chiyuv to apply Rav Nosson to a ksuba when the chiyuv wasn't there. I understand that the schus that the middle person has, B has the power to be tamei A. C, by lending money to B, acquires that. Over here, that she should acquire something which belonged to the husband, B, the money that he has in somebody, when while he calls money, he's alive and he has that kayak, she doesn't really have a schus to be goyva.
Well, they're using
it's a chiddush.
They're using the comparison of debt as opposed to having something that's not a debt. You know, they're saying A owes B and B owes C, but this is not an O thing. This is an asset that's being talked about.
Well, it's an asset because it's a chayv.
Yeah.
But it's debt. The asset over here is that in this scenario, the brother owed his brother. The surviving brother had borrowed money from his brother. The question is, does the woman get a direct power to collect that coin?
Right.
So there's a concept in halacha. A third party walks in and says, an interested third party, but they're a third party. He says, if I didn't borrow from you, I have no key to answer to you. That's you know, yes or no. Yeah, well, if you owe the money, so therefore I'm affected, and, you know, that's beautiful, wonderful, but you're not my beltover, I don't have to answer you. No, I'm your beltover because you owe me directly through Rashid Udur Nasir. Does her Sheba that she gets on, calls him on, the actual Baal Choy was here, he was alive, she didn't have a Sheba on him, on her husband. Her Sheba and the husband only comes on his property after he dies. That's not a Nosan Sheba. Kiddush could be that when C lends money to B, he gets a Sheba and a goof. He means that B has a responsibility to provide the payment to him. So B says, I'm going to provide my payment to you by giving you this Sheba that I have on A. That's part of what the Sheba is. It's not on properties, it's on the individual. The Gemara says in Bava Basra, in the last parak, that the Sheba Nechasim acts as a din orev on the Sheba Naguf. The Iker Chayv is not on the property, Iker Chayv is on the individual. The reason why I get a lien in this property, because a person's property functions as the guarantor of his debt. But the Iker Chayv is on the person. Akele Katan Mershal holds, many persons do not agree with him, that a loan which has no Sheba Naguf, only a Sheba Nechasim, is not called a loan in Dinei HaTorah. Would mean there'll be a ribbis. It says if I lend money to a corporation, there's always a ribbis. Because corporation, there's no Sheba Naguf, it's only Sheba Nechasim. So Mershal holds anyone to a corporation, you're allowed to charge them interest. So you want to put money in a bank, a Jewish bank, and get interest in your checking account. Putting money in a bank, a savings account, you're lending the money. But they're a corporation. So according to Mershal, it's mutter. You can't borrow from a corporation. That's a different problem, because you have a Sheba Naguf. You want to take a mortgage from them, it's a different problem.
So right? How do you do that? I was going to say, how do we do that?
Hetherisco. You can't take a mortgage from a Jewish bank. That's why I think it's Alam Tuchumra over here. I have to tell you, A, I did not wasn't my eye in the sugya, and B, last time in the sugya was a very long time ago. And remember, when I learned it, I was very confused in it. as you can see, I'm not I don't have a good piece in the sugya 100%. I have not had time to work it through again. Okay. Suck the Gemara. Hold about two dots and pay Bezim and Aleph. Most persons disagree with the Mersha that they don't accept that hat of lending money to a corporation. But when you have other arguments to be matter, they'll add a Mersha as a argument, Lakula. The Ragachavra also spoke about such an idea. However, the Nafal Yavama Vimasa Machshin. So the same story which we had before, it was a story in Pupadisa, so this is a story in Machshin Machshin. So he was the oldest surviving brother, so he has the mitzvah of Yibum, his younger brother. And boy, the younger brother wanted to be to give her a get and therefore make her usa to the older brother, and therefore he could not do Yibum, and they'd be forced to split the properties. Amalei, so the older brother who wanted to do the Yibum said to the younger brother, "My daitcha, what are you thinking? Even shul nixi, if your concern is you want to get the properties, anah benixi pligna lecha. I'll split the property with you." Amalei, so the younger brother said, "Mr. Fina, Devat li kira ovi pupadisa ramah." So, at the end of the day, this story which happened in Pupadisa, Rabbi Yosef Paskin, the sale is not valid. So what happened in Pupadisa ended up being, you know, maybe the person had good intent, but practically it ended up that he fooled him. And so Rashi points out that the Pupadisa in general were known to be Ramoyim. There's other places in Shas where they were known as Ramoyim. So it just fits in a pattern. Tosfos grapples, I mean, it's not fair to call him that, you know, it wasn't his fault. So Tosfos says, interesting, Kanech in the story before, that the reason why this story came to Beis Din is because the guy backed out of his commitment. And so what brought it to Rabbi Yosef to Paskin was because the older brother had backed out, so the younger brother took him to Beis Din, and then we saw, well, it doesn't work anyway. Right? But otherwise, he didn't go to Beis Din. He said, "I'm doing what he's doing. Like, why he's going to go to Beis Din?" So brought it to Beis Din, the fellow backed out. He says, "You know, Sushkar, I don't need this. That you're gonna. I'd rather just give her. You know, I'm just gonna give her a get, my friend. The get can be thrown into her house. It's her chatzar. It's kind of automatically ibal karcha. You can't stop me in the middle of the night because that's what I'm doing. I don't trust you." So Amalei. So this fellow Maxia realized that he has to come up with something. He said, "Iboyus, if you want, nip pelag lachom hashta. As opposed to making a commitment for the future, I'll let you actually take the property now." Now, you can't take the property now. The property doesn't belong to either of them yet. So he's going to do it like you'll take possession of it now with a kinyan that later on, when I own the property, it'll become yours from now. So it's like a me'akshav alachar lama type of a thing. It should be effective now based on the final possession of it that I will have after I do the Yibum.
Is there a time limit to do Yibum?
I mean, we would encourage them to do it. It's not fair to the woman. You know, either give her chalitz or do yibum. You know, don't make her wait. It's a form, of igun. But I mean, regardless of validity, there's no time limit. Yeah. You
know? Here, the younger brother's already taken action.
Yeah, I mean, it would be advisable for the older brother to get it done quickly.
Yeah.
He can't do it before 90 days. 90 days, excluding the day of the death and the day of the Yibum, so it's 92 days before he can do it, 92nd day before he can do it. So there's 3 months that he's got to deal with this, you know, hold the younger brother at bay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So he's doing a kinyan, which is the possession or the act of the kinyan, the ma'aseh kinyan, the mashicha, whatever it is, will be now. It won't be effective until the future. So now the Gemara is going to move to this question: can you do a kinyan? That the ma'aseh kinyan should be done now, and the moment it will take effect is in the future. That's the chalois is not till the future. So Amar Mar Bar Ravashi, so Mar Bar Ravashi said, Amar Gavlechi Osa Ribdimi. Even though we know the Ribdimi quoted Amar Biyachanan, the name of Biyachanan, however the Chavera, the person says to his Chavera, Lech Umashek Parazu, Latina Chiluchai Elach Ashtashim Yoim. That to do the Kinyan Mashiach now, take the Torah to you. But it's not going to be effective until after 30 days. So the Rechim said, La'achalam Yom is kona. It works. That Mashiach done now, that the Chaloi should be in the future, the Rechim said, works. Vafilu Amenis Ba'agam, even if the animal is not in his chotzer, after 30 days. So the time is supposed to take effect. There's no kinyan chotzer. There's even, almost as it were, no... At that time, when it's supposed to take effect, in the real time it's supposed to take effect, there's nothing left of the mashicha. The mashicha is an act of bringing the animal to yourself. To hear the animal after 30 days is out in the past, the public meadow. So after taking him to himself is no longer, there's nothing left of that in that sense. It's not here anymore. So there's no kinyachot. So there's no, the Mashiach itself, the language of the Rishonim is kolsa kinyana. The kinyan has, and the act of the Maaseh Kinyan has totally ended. There's nothing left of it. As opposed to, let's say, Kinyan Kesef, which even if the money's been spent, he owes the money, so there's something left of the Kinyan. There's nothing left of the Kinyan. It's totally gone. It still works, Rabbi Yechon says.
Even if money's been spent, he owes.
When you do a Kinyan Kesef, the person would, we'll see later on, the more talked about, let's say a person did on Karka, Kesef was Karka. So he gave him the money now and said that I'm giving the money now that the kinyan should be chal after 30 days. And in between, the mercher used the money. So now it comes 30 days. There's no kesef to be cut of the karka. The kesef is gone. Just like there's no mashiach to be cut of the karka. Mashiach is gone. So that we say, no, even though the kesef is gone, but there's a shiva and a mos, he didn't give him the money. They could just, as a matana, they gave it to him to use for the kinyan. So if he doesn't go through the kinyan, he owes him the money back. So the shibud of the money is there after 30 days. There's something left. But over here, there's nothing left. Right. We discussed this in Kedushin, in the beginning of the third parak, doing a Kedushin, which would take effect after 30 days. And she set the money. He gave her the money, and then before the 3 days came, she had used up all the money. So there's no money left. No money left to be kind to her on day 30. And it still works because we don't say kol tekinyan. Even according to Birchan, who says even my mashicha better works in the future. That's over there because hasam biyadoi. But hakala biyadoi. The reason why it works is because at the time of when a person sells the animal on day one, he has the ability to actually sell them on day one. Sell it on day one. So then when he chooses, even if he has the true buyer list to sell it on day one, he can choose that the chaloi should be on day 30. But over here, he doesn't have the power to divide the property. He doesn't own the property yet. So the day one, when he's making this kinyan, he has no power to do the kinyan now. So day one, the kinyan is not a valid kinyan. Day 30, there's no kinyan to be kind of. So what's going to be cut of this thing? Where's it? 1 second. You're telling me Birchen holds in your karna. But we know Rocky also Robin over Birchen. Robin's, so when they say also means they came from Babel to Eretz, from Eretz to Babel. Birchen was in Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbimi arrived in Babel, and then he said over many things to Rabbi Yochanan. But when Robin came to, he said, Loikani. So what did Rabbi Yochanan say? He said, you're kind after 30 days, you're not kind after 30 days. Zilakasha. That's the answer is, that's not, that's easy to answer. Hadarmalekinimeyakshav. So even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that if you do the Kenyan on day one, it should take effect on day 30. You can't do that. You can't stretch it out. But if you'd say, I want you to be kind of, as of today, to only take effect in day, 30 days from now. But when it takes effect retroactively. So, so if the animal dies in 30 days, so day 30, there's nothing to be chal on, then it doesn't work retroactively. So the sale was never a sale, and he owes him the money back. So that's relevant. But as long as the animal is still intact and alive, when it comes day 30, retroactively he owes him from day 1. So that's why the kinyan of day 1 is valid. But Mar Barashi's argument is still true. That's only fair because he has the power of kinyan now. On day one. So he has the power of Kenyan on day one. So he says, I, with my power of Kenyan, to be mocked at you right now, I'm telling you, I'm being mocked at you right now, that it should take, when it comes day 30, it should take effect retroactively from today. But he says, I don't own something, but I'm being mocked at to you today, that when it comes day 30, it should work retroactively. That doesn't make any sense. So this sale is not valid. Okay. Okay. So the more Baimine me Ula, they went and they took this scenario to Ula. They said the following. He went ahead with this, even though it's not a valid Kenyan. And he went ahead and he did the Yibum, and then he was Mechalik. What's Allah? It's ineffective. Okay. Chili vacha gibim mahu. She said lo yosu v'loklum. Okay. So Masul Rav Sheshes said this conversation is strange. Hashta gibim vacha kachilik lo yosu v'loklum. Once he's taken possession, he did yibum. And then he's mechalik. We say that it's not effective.
Well, it says to give at that point. Why would it not be effective? He can give.
Yeah, because he's giving it based on this kinyan which he made. He's not doing a numasa kinyan. Saying I'm giving you possession of it based on the fact that you were karnit 30 days ago. Well, he wasn't karnit.
Simply said, though, you could have. I mean, you could get.
He gave him a ton of. Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, that right. Seemed like it would simplify it a little bit.
Right. Yeah, but he's saying, if a person is giving it, believe based on the belief that the Kenyan before was effective, it's nothing. So Rav Sheshes said, if that's true, after he's done Yibum, he mamash has possession, it doesn't work. So doing a Maaseh Chiluk before he does Yibum, for sure, is not going to work. So chilav achad yibum mi boy, do you need to discuss that case? So my answer, shnei ma'asim habu. It wasn't that one person asked both questions. He said, okay, does A work? He said, no. He said, well, does B work? He said, obviously not. You know, no, it was two different people asked Ula this question two different times. And one person asked about scenario A, one person asked about scenario B. So that's not a kasha. That, so for that person who did not hear A, it's a fair question to ask B. So this situation doesn't work either.
Interesting, the
Elphus. That the story of the Pabalitza before that he backed out. So like Tosha says, it wasn't just the Rabbi Yossi said it's not effective. The fellow backed out, and that's why they went to Beis Din. The Rabbi Yossi said he loses. So Rashi, Pabalitza Kar the Ramah. The people from Pabalitza were not as Ramoyim. Kiramin Malama, Narsha, Nashkech Mani Kachi. If a person from Narsha kisses you, count your teeth afterwards. Pupadisa Lavoyech, if you're traveling with a Pupadisa Purpin, Shani Ushpizech, make sure you don't stay with him. Make sure you stay in a different don't spend the night with him in the same inn. Because about him, Kmoikan, it says, Tobachwilcha Ramoy the Pupadisa. Hey, I want to show you a Pupadisa Ramoy. The hill was also in Harash, and in North Dwarm, I can't help you with. Plug me hashtub. Haksek bechachachal me hashtub. Take possession of half of the property now. Even though you won't own it yet. Hacha echnois. Until I do yibu. Or if you want, you'll wait. Once I do yibum, ve'eske bekulon, and I now own everything. You will own half because I've given you the kinyan to it now. So even Rabbi Yochanan is cut off after 30 days. Mashiach is always cut after 30 days with this Mashiach. It works. Vilu benes va'agam. Shenar b'rishus alakech is not in his rishus. It works because Hashem, who dekayna lachas shloshim mishum debiyada hayolakne tzolay mishas Mashiach. It can take effect after 30 days because really he could have been marked it now. He had ability to do that now. Hilcha mahanya Mashiach lechishis kaima tonight shimelo shlosh damidyan. So Rabbi Yochanan says that since he had a power of Kenyan now, so he's really being mocked at now, with a condition that after 30 days passes, it'll be effective. He has no power to divide it, Lahakdis, like to be mocked at him. Imirt, if he wanted. He says, well, listen, I'll give it to you now. And once you do yibum, you'll be zeichen from now. La midi hu, it's nothing. Kamlo Rabbi Yosef. Kekavina helps the kavasei the kamam mishmaitud. The pasuk Rabbi Yosef. Feel is they is in yavam machakilah. Mash also also hashem is la biyada. If he gives it after he was mechalak after yibum, but he's mechalak now, that's nothing. Well, Kiyasa, Robin said, "Yamashich is parah koi, the parah to Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yochanan to steer between Rabbi Dimi's version and Rabbi Robin's version." So the difference is kani me'achshav. Lachash Hashem Yom l'chashigiu take kani l'chol me'achshav. If when 3 days come, it should take effect retroactively. That's when he said it works. Shnei ma'asim havu misha shal zu l'shal zu. It was two separate people who asked the question. L'shama ha'achron etzav rishon, and the later one did not know of the first conversation. Shal nishlo yachav etzim erish l'girsav amu wasn't discussed in the flow of a conversation in the sugya. But Ella P Maisim Shiru Nishala was Halakha Maisa that these happened. So Halakha Maisa happened, A, that wasn't discussed. It's something based matter everybody should have heard about it. And then later on, B. Okay. Just want to point out, so this Tosafot over here points out this chilek, so Halakha L'maisa comes out that a person does a kinyan now, it should take place after 30 days, it doesn't work. Tosafot says, by kedushin it works, that's because money is different, because by money, the shibud amo is a dying kind. That's what Tosafot says, as you saw, because the Kamar comes out that even Rav Dimi, instead of Yechon, says it works, it's only if it's his me'aksha. So when day 30 comes, it's retroactively, that works. But it should be chal, then it doesn't work. But by Kesef, the mission says a person of the Kaddish, you should chal achalam, and it works. Because over there, Kesef, the chayv of the money is still there, so there's something still there after day 30, that's what's kind of. Okay.